Report, self-driving cars will cause more car sex. By Charlie Nash on November 13, 2018. Self-driving cars will cause more car sex to take place, according to a report. In a paper published by the University of Surrey's Scott Cohen and the University of Oxford's Debbie Hopkins, the two researchers discussed the future of sex in connected and autonomous vehicles, CAVs, better known as self-driving cars, and shared CAVs, SCAVs. The deployment of CAVs in cities will affect hotels, events, restaurants and bars in ways not yet meaningfully considered by the tourism, hospitality and events industries, or the academy, declared the paper. This might include questions of how prostitution, and sex more generally, in moving CAVs, becomes a growing phenomenon. For instance, hotels by the hour are likely to be replaced by CAVs, and this will have implications for urban tourism, as sex plays a central role in many tourism experiences, for example car, 2016. While SCAVs will likely be monitored to deter passengers having sex or using drugs in them, and to prevent violence, such surveillance may be rapidly overcome, disabled or removed, the paper continued. Moreover, personal CAVs will likely be immune from such surveillance. Such private CAVs may also be put to commercial use, as it is just a small leap to imagine Amsterdam's red light district on the move. In an interview, Cohen further discussed the paper, claiming, one of the starting points was that AVs will provide new forms of competition for hotels and restaurants. People will be sleeping in their vehicles, which has implications for roadside hotels. And people may be eating in vehicles that function as restaurant pods. That led us to think, besides sleeping, what other things will people do in cars when free from the task of driving? And you can see that in the long association of automobiles and sex that's represented in just about every coming-of-age movie. It's not a big leap, Cohen explained. Particularly in cities where the governance is in place, where prostitution is legal, and regulations allow AVs to develop fast and be on roads quickly, we could see this come together rapidly. Europe is one of those places, he added. It's not impossible or that far-fetched to imagine the red light district on the move. Prostitution doesn't need to be legal for this to happen. Plenty of illegal activities happen in cars. A 2016 study indicated that nearly 60% of Americans have had sex in a car, while 8.37% reportedly had their first sexual encounter in a car. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.